So I know you didn't get Sonic anything for his birthday since he's not a real person, but if you were gonna get him something, what would you get him?
I don't know. I'd probably take him out for a night of drinking and talk about, remember, like, how sweet, like, the good old days were. And then after we got to, like, talking about the werehog, I'd just splash a drink in his face.
I get him chili dogs because he likes chili dogs. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for June 25th, 2011. This is Mike Minotti, and I'm joined by my brother, Adj Guy.
Yo, you haven't screwed up the date in a very long time.
I've been getting much better at knowing what the... Well, because ever since you put Windows 7 on my computer, it kind of has the date in a more easy-to-read place.
Right, right.
Like, before, I would have to hover my mouse over, and then it would disappear, and I would be in trouble.
The modern advances of technology.
Right, so no, I'm all good now on the date. I always know what day it is now. So, hi everybody, welcome to the show. We're, gonna start off with the news today. How's that look?
Newsy.
Newsy. Alright, then we got Let's Go Topical, we'll talk about our week in gaming and the new releases. You probably know the shtick by now, so let's get to it.
Okay. So we don't know how. We don't know why. We know why. Halo Anniversary will have some kind of Kinect support.
Yeah.
We don't know what that is.
I'm trying to think what it would be, because you obviously can't play Halo only with Kinect. That would be impossible.
It'd be pretty bad.
Right, you just can't do it. So, it's gotta be something like very supplementary, I don't know, maybe there's like menus that come up and you kind of go through them, like Minority Report. I'm trying to think if you can do voice command. Not really. I don't know
yeah,
what for.
Yeah, something to command.
I bet whatever it is, it'll be dumb.
It'll be strictly optional, so that's fine.
Oh, okay, but it'll still be dumb.
Fair enough.
Like in Mass Effect 3, where you can just, instead of just easily selecting something, you can say the whole thing for the dialogue options. But you probably think that's cool. But you know.
No, that's weird. But the being able to give battle orders with voice is cool. I like that.
Yeah, until it somehow doesn't quite hear what you say properly, and you send Garrus out to get himself killed by mistake, then it won't be as cool.
Such a Debbie Downer.
Well, because it won't work all the time. You know it won't.
Voice command should be fine.
No, it won't work all the time, and you know it. It won't be as reliable as a button. Next.
So it is confirmed that Robin will be playable in the challenge maps of Batman Arkham City. We've got to see what he looks like. It's the Tim Drake design of Robin.
We're talking about this later. Next.
Okay. EVE Online launched the Incarna 1.0 update. This is the one that lets you like get out of your ship and actually walk around space stations and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It also included with it basically microtransactions for like vanity items. And like you could buy everything with like actual in-game currency. And people have done like the currency conversion because you can there are ways of actually translating the ISK, that is the game's currency, to actual money.
Right.
The one example I will give you of this stuff is a monocle would cost you the equivalent of $68.
Jeez.
Yeah, people are upset. In the game, they are actually forming a protest by attacking two of the major trade posts in the galaxy and just, like, shooting them. Like, thousands of people. Basically destroying all trade commerce right now.
Interesting.
It's always fascinating to me just how... Like, what crazy stuff happens in this game?
I'm not sure how well you can really protest them by playing their game, though, in any fashion.
Well, they're literally cutting off being able to buy this stuff, so they're actually cutting off the channels of
well,
purchase.
Okay. They can probably push a few buttons and put that station back or put a super shield around it.
Well, the thing is, like, if even someone wanted to try to fly in there and buy something, they'd probably get shot.
I understand, but I still don't find this a totally... I mean, I don't know. Maybe it'll work. I don't think they'll change anything.
It wasn't helped when an internal document out of CCP leaked that was entitled Greed is Good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting situation. I wonder what they'll do. I mean, I don't know exactly what the economy of that game is like, but I will agree that spending the equivalent of $68 for a monocle is a little much.
Sure. Why not?
So, Wii U. We all heard them say, much like with the Wii announcement, that there'll be a Smash Brothers game.
We're talking about this later.
Okay. I'll save it.
Yay. Next.
Spoiler alert, it's not coming anytime soon.
No, not at all.
Crysis 2 on Monday will finally be getting a patch to enable DirectX 11 effects. Did you know that Crysis 2 and PC actually only ran DirectX 9?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Basically, it was a kind of a side effect of it being a console game as well, which of course caused all the PC community to cry foul, because like Crysis was like, always like the benchmark of a new computer, mm-hmm. and like Crysis 2 wasn't.
Sure, well...
So they're doing it. It's all going to be good.
I wonder how much that whole Crysis being a benchmark for a new computer helped it or hurt its sales. Because it also meant a lot of people couldn't really play it.
Right. Well, I think that's why you saw Crysis 2 on consoles.
Right. Did anybody right, buy Crysis 2?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They good? It was pretty popular.
Yeah. All right.
I like the demo.
That doesn't count as buying it.
Well, that's a game I want to play on PC, and I don't have a PC that can run it.
No, fair enough.
So we're back to your original point.
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's see. J.K. Rowling made the exciting announcement of Pottermore. It's some kind of, like, interactive website reading game experience social thing?
Right. I can't quite understand what it is. What, P.S., why are we... How are you connecting this to games?
Well, there are gaming elements to it,
I guess
so.
I guess it's pretty loose. But, hey, if you want to talk about it, here we go.
Whatever. It's interesting.
I guess, she says there's going to be 15,000 new words. I don't know if that means, like director cut versions of the books, or if it's all supplemental material.
Yeah.
But I guess you'll be sorted into your house, and you'll get a wand and all that fun stuff. So it'll... At first, because there's a massive countdown to this, so at first I was kind of disappointed by it, but the more I kind of think about it, I think it might be cool.
Yeah, it could be neat. Yeah. They're doing it with Sony. I guess that bears mentioning.
Isn't Sony... Does Sony own Scholastic, or am I making that up?
No.
Okay, I made that up then.
You did.
Cool.
What's also interesting, too, is kind of as a tangential thing. Like this is going to be the only place where the ebooks are going to be available. Mm. They're also taking the audiobooks off of iTunes, who was the exclusive distributor, and distributing them there as well.
Right.
Which I wonder if it's going to set a weird precedent. Because, right now, you sell a book on iBooks, whatever, Apple takes their 30% cut. I wonder how many people, especially more so big publishers and authors, are going to be like, well, screw that. We'll just release our ebooks on our website, DRM free.
Not very many people can afford to do that. Not very many people's website is going to get as much.
That's why I said, big
by
people.
Itself.
Like, could you imagine, what's his name? James Patterson or Tom Clancy?
Something like that. Maybe, but there are only a very small handful of authors who can get away with this. Of course, those authors are also in charge of the most popular books and ebooks and whatever that would sell. So, sure, it's definitely not great for these other places, but. That's kind of what happens when you do things digitally. People realize that they can do it themselves. You know, when you don't need the middleman, you may not need the end man either. You may just need one man.
Good quote.
And that man might be you.
Oh, that was funny.
Thank you.
Let's
Breaking
see.
It down for you.
So, Dragon Age 2. Getting DLC.
Did you ever beat Dragon Age 2?
No.
You must not have liked it a whole lot.
I do.
Oh,
I just...
come on. If you just stopped playing a game, you could not have liked it a whole lot. Be honest.
No, it's not true. I stopped playing Assassin's Creed last week. I still really like it. I just haven't had time to play it.
Okay, well, here's my question, then. When you have Dragon Age 2 unbeaten, then why start playing Assassin's Creed?
I don't know. I wanted to play something different.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, Mike, what's your favorite food?
Why? No, it gets entirely different.
Why don't you eat that every time you have a meal? Because you want something a little different sometimes.
No, the way I do games now, and you should do it too, is you just play a game until you beat it if you like it. Once you go to something else, you're done, and it's hard to go back.
I have ADD when it comes to this. I like to play a whole bunch of different games.
You don't
beat
very many games anymore sometimes.
I don't.
And I yell at you for it.
I know.
I'm mad. And then it ruins our end of the year thing. I think you gave the... What'd you call the second best game last year and you never beat it? Oh, Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead.
You never beat Red Dead Redemption. A modern classic. You didn't beat it. And the best part's the ending. You must have had that spoiled to you by now.
No.
Well, then hurry up, because it's not going to last.
Okay.
Okay? The time limit is ending on that. People are just going to start spouting out what happens soon. They already are. I can't imagine how you missed it. That's what you're doing first. You're beating Red Dead. Then you can go back and play Dragon Age 2 so you can be ready for their underwhelming expansion called Legacy, which was leaked through an achievement list. There, I can do your job too while I'm yelling at you.
Thank you.
Yeah, how about that?
Anyway, they'll be showing it at Comic-Con. They also let people play Mass Effect 3 there.
Did they show Dragon Age 2 at Comic-Con originally?
I believe
so. That's a weird place. Like, BioWare, for only Dragon Age, is like, oh, the hell with E3. Dragon Age is a Comic-Con kind of game, is it?
I guess.
I mean, I can understand why they don't want to show it at E3, because they were already kind of shilling Mass Effect and Old Republic pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
L.A. Noire. Coming to PC this fall with 3D support and improved graphics.
Oh, man.
Interesting, after Red Dead, didn't...
Yeah, that is true. Did Grand Theft Auto 4 ever come to PC?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a pretty shoddy port. It got better with patches.
Right, that's right. I kind of remember all that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. So, the new Rainbow Six game kind of leaked. Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they're really pushing a morality system in a shooter.
Yeah.
Do you see the example they illustrated?
What is it?
Well, it's more about, like, branching paths, like, from mission to mission. Like, you might even not play whole missions based on your choices. Like, there's a mission, I guess, where you're actually just playing as some guy. And, like, terrorists kidnap you or whatever and strap, like, a suicide bomb vest to you. And it's, like, it's one of those deals, like, if you release the trigger, the vest blows. So you actually have to keep the R trigger held down this whole time.
Uh-huh.
Then eventually it switches to you being one of the Rainbow Six operatives. Basically, you get a choice of, do you try to save this guy and potentially risk him blowing up the bridge he's standing on with, like, a bunch of people? Or do you sacrifice him for the greater good?
But if you kill him, like, won't he just release the trigger and blow up?
Well, you, like, throw him off the bridge and it blows up in the water, I guess. Like, as you, like, kick him off the bridge and you see, like, flashes of his memories and it's supposed to...
make you sad. You're,
like, yeah, I guess. But then, like, but then that changes the outcome of the mission, and it branches off differently what mission you go to next, and seems to be the big thing they're pushing.
I see.
Yes.
How did this leak in such detail? It sounds like an intentional leak. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not.
Team Fortress. So, they were building up to a big, big, big patch that was coming out on Thursday called the Uber Update. Clues on the website strongly suggested that we'd be getting the Meet the Medic video, and as these, like, they started releasing daily, like just little looks at what was in the update, new maps, new weapons for various classes, things like that. And to promote this update, they announced at the beginning of the week that for the week, Team Fortress 2 would be one of the free-to-play games like they do every so often. Then Thursday hits, the update comes out, and they just announce, surprise, it's free-to-play forever.
Hmm. Right.
So basically, they're just letting the game be supported by the man economy, a.k.a. buying hats.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine them making too many more sales of this game, so it's like, at this point, why not?
Yeah, it's pretty much...
it's a pretty safe bet.
Right, I mean, at this point, you kind of... I'm sure they made their profit on this game already.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been on sale for over 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So why not just make it free at this point? And, yep. You know, try to microtransaction people.
Such a good game.
It is. I was playing it.
I was playing it the other night. I was like, oh, this is so good still.
And playing some Payload. I think Payload is the TF2 standard to me.
Well, they kind of, I don't know when this change happened exactly. I haven't played it a few months.
Yeah, I know,
months,
I know that too.
Like the opening thing, like you pick your map type. They list like different game types as beginner or advanced. Like Control Point, Capture the Flag are listed as advanced and Payloads. Beginner or whatever, really? Or entry or whatever they call it.
I'm not sure why. I don't understand that necessarily.
Well, it's fairly single focus. I mean, just everyone go to this point and fight.
It's still the
when
same.
When you think about it.
I mean, they all boil down to defending points. I don't know. But I can't stand capture points for some reason.
I know you can't.
I can't. I can't get into those to save my life. They bug me.
I'm sorry.
Capture the Flag's good, though. They don't really have enough Capture the Flag maps, though.
I do like to, it's like, and by flag, we mean glowing briefcase.
Right, yeah. Like how they still call it Capture the Flag, just that we all know. No.
I would say, yeah, but like I said, we also did get the Meet the Medic video, which is amazing.
It's the funny thing about these, like, the last few, they make, like, some of the first ones look kind of...
primitive.
Right.
I mean, that's how, The first one, the Meet the Heavy, was literally just a facial animation test demo that they decided to release. It was just kind of stuck.
Right.
Like, oh, we'll do another one just to screw around. And, like, I think they just started taking them more and more seriously.
Right.
Well, this thing's practically a mini film. Like, it's gotten to the point where you're like, God damn, just make like a movie.
Right.
With this.
It was kind of like at first they were like interviewing them almost, and they were just kind of talking, and now they're just kind of narratives of their own. All that's left is the pyro.
Yep. Well,
are we going to have to wait another year for it?
2 years.
2 years. Aye.
That's how long it's been since Meet the Spy.
Jesus Christ.
I know, right?
Oh my God.
It's just so funny though. Like when you really watch it, there's such subtleties in this. Like their animation's really good. When the door opens, the medic's standing there, and the heavy kind of runs past him. You see that the medic just kind of look at him, like give like the little eyebrow nod thing to acknowledge him. Like, man, it's so cool.
Right. I love the spy in it.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Final story. I actually got this in an email before I even read it anywhere. But the end of the year, Star Wars Galaxies will be no more.
Sucks for those people still playing Star Wars Galaxies.
What they're doing is they will stop taking new subscriptions after September 15th. And anyone who has an active subscription at that point will get to continue to play until the game comes to its conclusion. They have announced plans to have some massive galaxy-ending event in December. I don't know, maybe the Death Star will start just blowing up planets.
But the canon... It's gotta be kind of weird how like you're gonna program the end of your game like that.
I wonder if like that seemed like a thing now that like you do when you're designing an MMO, like let's build in the hooks for what we do if this thing comes to an end.
Yeah. But
I'd be interested in maybe just paying like $15 or whatever for like, you know, the last month of game time and playing it out to the end.
Because most of my memories are when that game first launched. I wonder how different it is. They made a lot of attempts to try to get people back in there.
Did you play it after they did that new combat experience update in 2005?
I remember really disliking the whole
it was weird
area where it was like, here's Han Solo. He's saving you. And it was like, it was so different. Like, such a different... Like, clearly they're, like, desperate.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I remember the first time I played it, I kind of thought it was deep, just confusing, which I guess is the general consensus. And
we had that great experience with that guy in the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Didn't I duel him?
Well, no, it was like, because you were a medic, you weren't really supposed to fight. Like, he came in and started, like, picking on you, and I tried to, like, interfere, and you were like, nah, I got this. And, like, it broke into, like, a bar fight that spilled out into the streets.
Did I mostly just run away and heal myself?
Well, then I was trying to help you. And then, like, we all three of us accidentally, like, pulled, like a bantha or something really big. And then we had to work together to fight it because we were all too low level. We, like, beat this thing, and we all just kind of, three of us stood there. And I think we've all learned a valuable lesson here today. And we did. And we nodded off to the guy, and we went our separate ways.
Yeah,
I was like,
it was cool.
That was actually pretty darn cool.
But it was pretty... That was self-made fun.
But, I mean, the game did support that fairly well. I'll give it that.
I guess so. I do kind of wonder with its very focused narrative and all that stuff, how the Old Republic will be able to do that, if at all.
Probably not as well.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. The one thing it won't do as well as Galaxies. So, you know, I mean, they had a decent run there, really, compared to most MMOs.
Yeah.
When you think about it. Probably most of it just, you know, going on the Star Wars brand. Man, there was a lot of hype for that game.
Mm-hmm. It did prove that branding does not a great MMO make.
No. Not that it doesn't stop them, because every brand has an MMO. Or tries.
That's true. You think that'd be like the metric? It's like, look, Star Wars Galaxy wasn't even that popular. Like, is our game really going to be that good? Is our Battlestar Galactica MMO going to be worth it?
Interesting that they didn't just try to make it free-to-play or something. I guess they don't want it to compete with...
Yeah, because they made it sound like it was like LucasArts and Sony decision.
Right, they're like, alright, no more of this. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, but oh well. Next. Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Okay. Well then, in that case, let's go topical.
Okay.
So I forgot to do a community question last week, so I don't have one of those.
Yeah, I realized that too. So. My bad. Our bad.
They got one this week. No, it's mostly your bad.
Okay.
Team Fortress 2 going free-to-play is unfair for those who already bought the game.
Yeah, you got a hat and 3 years of enjoyment.
Yeah, but you get the slightly better... There's like a plus version, or you get like more inventory slots and other things where...
Yeah, I mean, you got some perks to, like, better item right. access and things like that. It's like, look, you paid it, you've been playing it. Like, if you bought it last week, I guess that kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Price drops happen all the time, and this is just a price drop of zero. Like, deal with it.
Yeah, it's been out long enough. Chances are you bought
it. If anything, this benefits. Like, I know I have a bunch of friends who are really cheap. Even this game was on sale for, like, $10, they'd be like, I don't know. It's not going to be like, look, it's free now. Will you play this with me? And they'll be like, yes. And I go, great.
No, I agree. I'm sure some people are whining, but, you know.
No, they always are.
Aren't they, though? Okay, so Yu Suzuki is leaving Sega. This is, of course, the Shenmue guy. So you're sad we'll probably never see Shenmue 3.
No. I never particularly liked Shenmue, to be honest.
It's weird, because we were such Sega fanboys, and I kind of agree with you.
Like, I think I played it and told myself I liked it because I was a Sega fanboy. I was like, oh, but it's so amazing, I could go do anything. But you look at that game, it's not very well designed, I don't think. It's a situation of an open-world game that has, like, a very pressing plot, like, in the cutscenes, but then the game world does nothing to reinforce that.
But you could cut some slack because it was such a kind of, you know, it was like the forefather of the open-world game.
It had a lot of good ideas, but it didn't really do a lot of stuff particularly well.
I guess, like, I don't hate Shenmue. I kind of confused that there's such a clamoring for it. I think the only reason why is because he always leaves it so open. It was always talking about how he planned to make, like, 5 games or something.
I think it was, like, 8 or something.
Right,
crazy,
like, oh, it's
going
to be an epic thing. So now, you know, people want to see the story. And, I don't know, spoiler, he probably gets revenge and kills the people who murders his father. Yeah, I can't say I really... I kind of moved beyond Shenmue. I never even played Shenmue 2 when they released it.
No, me neither.
I was kind of... You know, that was supposed to be the game that was going to, like, be, like... That was going to be the Dreamcast savior. This thing was going to help us battle the PlayStation 2. Not so much.
No.
It was definitely... Like, at the time, it was kind of like, whoa, look how big this game is. I've never done anything like this before. But once you saw, like, Grand Theft Auto come out and do it a lot better.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Right. All right. So, we're not lamenting that we'll probably never get Shenmue 3. Smash Brothers for the Wii U and 3DS is several years away, according to project lead Masahiro Sakurai. Nintendo shouldn't have announced it so early.
I agree with that. They did the same thing with Brawl. They're like, yeah, we're going to have a Smash Brothers online play. And then he was like, huh? So I have a Smash Brothers that has, like, online play, but it's not really that good. Brawl's fine, but a lot of people didn't seem to like it, especially compared to Melee. And I feel like... This is the same thing. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to have Smash Bros. It's going to be, like, on both systems, and they're going to talk to each other somehow.
Maybe.
You're probably like, huh? And so, like, they'll have some weird communication thing that probably isn't worth doing, and people, like, do it once and never do it again. I don't know. And then he'll complain about how hard it is to balance the game when every character has 3 attacks. I don't know. I, my enthusiasm for the Smash Bros. Series in general is really dulled.
Quiet, you.
I'm sorry, they say. I know you like it.
I love Smash Bros.
Even you. I mean, when's the last time you played Brawl?
Oh, it's been a while. I played it a lot, but...
You guys played Melee, like, every day.
Yeah, no, it's not as good as Melee. Well, tripping is the single stupidest design choice I've ever seen in a game. For those who don't know, it's in Brawl, randomly your character will just literally trip and fall down for a couple seconds, and he'll be vulnerable to attack. Like, this was a design feature. You can't turn it off. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely way too early, and, you know, he said he's working on Kid Icarus right now, so he hasn't even started developing
it. Yeah, they haven't started. Like, so the game's, like, at least 2, if not 3 years away. Like, it goes back to my whole thing. I feel like, for whatever reason, they announced the Wii U way sooner than they should have.
And I still feel like Smash Bros. Should be a launch title for this thing.
Yeah.
It really should be. It won't. It's frustrating. They should have this thing ready. They should get on it. They have so many developmental studios. They should have someone come in there and help. I mean, Sakurai's just a project lead. He can project lead 2 games, can he? Or is that asking too much? I don't really know.
I have no idea.
I don't really know the work that goes into overlooking projects. But you got hell or high water, you should have been working on this. I just hope it doesn't suck. All right. I'm worried about their online so much.
It doesn't seem like they care about it, which I think is massively dumb. Like, oh, we're going to bring all these new gameplay experiences. Like, how about you work on the ones that, like, you haven't figured out yet, right, that we already have? Online play, I don't know, kind of a big deal. You might have heard of it.
I think somebody from Nintendo was talking, I don't remember who, probably Iwato or Reggie, and they're like, oh, you know, we're not going to pretend like we're going to have the best online experience. Well, why don't you?
Yeah, you're building something from scratch. You could do literally whatever you want.
Can't be that hard.
Copy Xbox Live.
Just do it.
I don't care.
People copy you all the time. We won't care. Like, seriously, just go ahead and do it. Have a friends list and all this stuff. Why not? People like it, I think.
Yeah.
Seems to work well. People will pay money for it. We'll pay you for it. I'll give you $50 a year. Just do it.
A quick aside.
What?
So, speaking of paying $50 a year, you know how we're all PlayStation Plus subscribers right now?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to try this, like, cloud saving thing, which for some reason I just assumed it meant, like, it just scanned all your files and automatically kept them synced to a cloud.
I assume you had to upload them separately.
Yeah, it's like basically having a virtual memory card. You have to, like, copy every individual file one at a time. They don't update in real time. And there's no way to, like, copy multiple files. So if you have a lot of saves, you're going to just sit there for, like, 10 minutes hitting the same menu choices.
Isn't there an Uncharted 3 beta right now? Like, that only,
right now?
Only for Plus members, but, like, since we're all Plus, we can get it. Is that true? Maybe not.
It starts soonish.
Okay.
Well, I think the 27th, actually. Tuesday, yeah, with the PSN update, I think. Oh my god, yeah, you're right. That's coming right up.
Cool. So, alright, next then. After 20 years of Sonic, what has been his best moment?
His best moment.
So, like, your favorite game, any sort of media thing. Like, maybe your favorite Sonic thing is the Sad AM cartoon.
I was gonna say, probably that. I thought that thing was just damn near perfect. I wish they'd make a game based off of that.
Didn't you see the prototype for the game that they were going to make based off of that?
Well, yeah, that was dumb.
Well, then that's
make
what
a Sonic game. Make a Sonic game based off the show. Excuse me. I didn't know how to clarify that.
Right.
That when making a cartoon show based off the Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon, I mean a video game based off the cartoon.
Yeah, now you're confusing me.
Play like the video game it's based off. Like, dumb people run shit, and I don't understand it.
I understand.
But yeah, I mean, that was good times. I think honestly playing the Sonic CD for the first time where it had like this like really cool soundtrack and you had the super peel out, which is like my favorite Sonic move ever that they never used again.
Well, because it's basically just the spin attack.
You were vulnerable, but you did go faster with it, which was really important doing the time travel stuff in that game.
Well, like in Generations, it seems like the spin attack makes you go real fast now.
Yeah, it does. That and just the experience of playing Sonic 3 locked on to Sonic and Knuckles start to finish.
Yeah.
Was super cool.
You know, it's weird because there were better games in Sonic Adventure, but like playing that for the first time and like really being
the first
thing
I saw that whale coming at you.
Yeah, that was kind of like when I was like so into Sonic at that point. I was like, this is the best.
Yeah.
I was so happy then. But you know, Sonic CD and all that stuff. All good stuff. All right. Robin's design for Batman Arkham City is stupid.
I think it's fine.
It's so dumb. It's the terrible design choice they do with every, like, male character these days, where they're just kind of bald. They have, like, no, it looks terrible.
You do realize it's, like, an established design of Robin that's been used in the comics.
Is it? Show me one. I want to see a picture. I want to see a picture of Tim Drake, like looking like that. I want to look right now.
Right.
Tim.
Well, talk about something
Tim
while I do
Drake,
this.
Robin. I'm looking.
I'm looking too.
Because I don't believe it. Because it's still. Because he looks just like like the guy from Infamous, who looks just like Starkiller from the Force Unleashed.
He does look
game.
Like Starkiller. You're
he
right.
He looks exactly like Starkiller. See, I'm looking this guy up, and he looks a lot like Robin to me. You know, with like the kind of long wavy hair and the thing. All right,
so give him some hair, and it'll be fine.
Well, yes, that's my point. It's okay. So like, oh, this is the edgy Robin. And like, I don't like it at all. Like, I thought that these games are usually pretty kind of faithful. Like, they have some neat spins, but this one's desperately like, this is the dark version of Robin. Maybe you should have just left Robin out of it then. Ugh, it's dumb. Oh, well, at least it's, you know, an exclusive for an outlet where I'll never buy the game from. So, I don't really have to worry about it.
Why not?
Best Buy? Yeah. I don't know. Don't want to. I don't really care about this. So
they'll make it purchasable DLC down the road.
But who cares? All right. I'm glad you lied to me. So, all right.
That was my understanding. I didn't really look into it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I'm glad I called you out on your misconception. All right.
Okay.
So this is kind of something. I'm actually kind of working on a feature about this, but what classic game would you like to see ported to the 3DS in the wake of Ocarina of Time? Kind of enjoy.
Limited to just Nintendo stuff here?
No, but like I'm kind of working on some of this, and in my mind, I'm thinking, like,
I don't know, what would you pick while I think about it?
You know, things that would be cool with the kind of 3D effect or the touchscreen, or, you know, the things that the 3DS has other systems don't, and games that haven't been ported a zillion times already. Like, to death.
What would you pick?
Grim Fandango.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yeah, it would be very cool.
Because, you know, that was the first 3D adventure game they made, and you could have the whole...
That game is due for a re-release.
Right,
God.
It never got re-released. Give it another shot. Give it a chance, please. You put all your inventory in that touchscreen there so you don't have to cycle through it one at a time, which was kind of annoying.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
But slightly better graphics, you know. Maybe get rid of the tank controls. It'll be good to go.
Just translate everything to real-time 3D somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, now you're gonna be thinking about that. what would I pick?
Yeah, pick something. We can't move forward.
I understand. I mean, it won't happen because it's a Microsoft game, but Crimson Skies, and that'd be fun.
Sure, it would be.
I
say, like, Rogue Squadron. Get that nice update.
Yeah, like you know, I feel like you could do a good,
game
like,
where
X-Wing-ish game again. Right.
Usually works well on the 3DS.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of a nice effect.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be our community question for the week also. So, what classic game would you like to see ported to the 3DS? All right, then.
Okay.
Cool. So,
is that your cue for a segue?
Not really much of a segue, but, you know.
What, me? I could talk about Zelda 3DS right now?
Oh, I guess so. I guess that is kind of the big thing, huh? Right.
Yeah. Just because you've been playing it for, like, three weeks.
Well, I haven't played it. I don't know what you say about it entirely, because it is Zelda. It's Ocarina of Time, which is a great game.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks slightly better.
Yeah.
The gyroscope is neat when you turn the 3D off. I find when I'm playing it, I will turn the 3D off for stretches of time.
I tend to keep it on, actually.
For some stretches of time. I definitely keep it on for, like, cinematic.
Cutscenes. Yeah.
Just, like, I don't know. It just depends, I guess.
I will say that I'm actually quite impressed with the gyroscope controls.
It is neat.
I really like using them, actually, because it's really precise. Like, really precise.
I saw somebody try to defend them. It's kind of interesting in that when you use the slingshot or the bow and arrow, if you just close an eye for the gyroscope controls, it works. And that it's more realistic, because that's what you would actually do when aiming with something.
That's an interesting point, actually. That's kind of fun. I'm going to try that.
But,
actually, I mean, I honestly have no problem just moving my entire body and head with
it. Well, my problem is that I'm usually, like, laying down when I'm playing the 3DS, so it's slightly more difficult for me.
Right.
But, I mean, it works. Plus, you just use the, you know, analog nub.
Mm-hmm. That thing works well. It's very comfortable.
Yes. So, you're enjoying it, then?
Oh, yeah, quite.
How far are you?
I am inside of Lord Jabu Jabu's belly.
Oh, nice. For some reason, when I was a kid, I thought these dungeons were huge.
Yeah, they're really not that big.
Yeah, like, in retrospect, like, it's kind of funny how much smaller the game seems. Like, Hyrule Field, I mean, that was, like, the biggest open space ever in a video game.
Yeah, that's like,
And I was like, yeah, it's pretty small.
I could run across this pretty quick.
So you played the Sonic Generations demo, then?
Yeah, I'm disappointed that they only gave Classic Sonic.
Yeah,
I want to play both. Like, it's like, are you afraid I'll see something there? Or, like, what's the deal?
Because it looked like it was just the E3 demo, which made sense to me, but not so much.
Well, it's a time-locked demo. Like, I thought it was just going to be only download for 20 days, but it even says, like, demo only available to play for 20 more days or whatever. Like, I guess it'll shut itself off.
I guess so. But that's fine. Whatever. I mean...
But all that aside, it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I played. It was great. I did exactly the way I used to play Sonic games. Like, you know, I played through it a bunch of times. I was always trying to stay on the topmost track.
Right.
If I got screwed up, I'd get all mad. Try to backtrack to find a way back up. Usually couldn't. But, I mean, the physics are great. Everything plays the way it should. The music's fantastic.
Well, the music,
this is what Sonic
music.
Episode...
Which is great.
Yeah, I mean, this is what Sonic Episode 4 or 4 Episode 1, whatever the hell, should have been.
I was about to say, kind of...
Frankly.
blows, as far as a retro take on Sonic, like the classic version, it blows Sonic 4 out of the water.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they're going to even bother with Episode 2 of that. They claim they were at E3. I don't believe them.
Yeah. I just want to play one of the modern levels just to see how they play.
Right.
I'm worried about it. I'm assuming it's just like the good parts of Sonic Werehog
right,
one.
Basically.
And I like those.
Right.
I just had no interest in playing as a Werehog.
There were some like iffy parts in the demo where my character like just fell through the floor, but I'll give it, you know, that's okay for now.
Oh, I never had that happen.
That happened to me once. And it reminded me of Sonic Heroes. I'm like, okay, let's just fix this.
I mean, it's what you expected of like if they were to continue Sonic along like a more evolutionary path from the Genesis days. I mean, the camera moves around a bit. There's some 3D depth to the movement. I mean, it's really good. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what I wanted.
I know. Once again, Sonic 4 looks really bad now. That's basically my impression. Like, even its HD visuals are kind of lame. Also, just that Sonic design is so much more appealing to me.
Oh, I know. So much
more. A million times better. All right.
Well, a quick tangent to that. To also celebrate Sonic's 20th birthday, they released Sega All-Star Racing for iPhone and iPad. It's on sale for like $2.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah, definitely worth $2. You should get it because it has Wi-Fi multiplayer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Do you like stay with the iPhone like in those games?
Yeah, you tilt, control, auto accelerate. There's a button for braking and a button for drifting. And you just tap the icon for your weapons when you get them to shoot them off.
What characters are in it?
It's this great list. I mean, you got Sonic. Who's that? The chicken kid.
I know what you mean from that GameCube game, Billy Hatcher.
Yeah, that's it. Robotnik, Beat from Jet Set Radio, the one cab driver from Crazy Taxi.
Knight there.
Ryu's there on a motorcycle. Who's that?
Knight?
No, not that I've seen it. I don't know if maybe unlock him. Samba from or Amigo or whatever, Samba de Amigo. All the levels have like, you know, the original music from the games. It's pretty good.
Echo in it, that'd be funny.
That would be funny. Alas, not that I saw.
Like a little water ball thing. Swims. Looks dumb, but it's funny anyways. You been playing anything else?
Yeah, so Redbox now lets you rent video games. I decided to check it out when I was grocery shopping the other day. And they had a copy of Brink in there, so I took that home. I only played one round. It's not bad.
That's what people say it's bad, though.
Yeah, I think it becomes a problem with longevity. Just the way unlocks work, it seems like they don't progress. Well, the problem is the game wants you to like dynamically change to the class that's needed at any given time, but your unlocks are restricted to a class. So like your desire is there to grind a specific class and ignore the game telling you to switch classes, which kind of defeats the purpose, you know?
Right.
But like, you know, the parkour stuff in it works well. The visual style actually is pretty neat. I think it's fine. It's just, it's so hard to crack the multiplayer shooter market right now, you know?
Right, it seems perfect as a Redbox game.
Yeah. For the, like, $4 I'm going to play for it to have it for a couple days, totally worth it.
Why not?
And a quick aside, like, renting games on Redbox, pretty nice, I gotta say. I could definitely see that possibly cutting into Gamefly's market share, honestly.
Yeah, probably more than anything, for sure.
Because, like, you put a game on the Gamefly queue and it's a new release, you have to wait, like, 3 weeks before it's available, or you just... Like, Redbox has an app for iPhone and Android that, like, lets you see all the Redboxes near you, see what's in them, reserve something so you know if you're going to have something or not. You don't have to, like, guesswork.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Anything else you play? I don't think I played much else besides Zelda. Now that I'm thinking
like,
about
there,
it.
There's something I'm trying to think
I've been playing more Oblivion, but it's not very exciting.
Right. Played some TF2 and some more Assassin's Creed. And what did I put in my PlayStation? I feel like I put something in that.
Was it?
What's in my PlayStation? Oh, the True Grit Blu-ray. Never mind.
Oh, lol. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
That's not the video game.
That is not a video game at all.
I guess we're ready for the release then.
Yep.
All right then. So let's see what's coming out next week. So Resident Evil The Mercenaries 3D. 3DS. This is so... this is basically a feature that was kind of a mini-game in all the other releases, and there's, like, a real Resident Evil game coming.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like maybe they should have combined those to make one game, but I feel like they're like, oh, we can make...
It reeks of cash-in.
Like, oh, we'll make twice as much money, and I don't think they... Eh, I don't know. Maybe it'll be neat. I mean, it does look good. if anybody's played it.
I played it at PAX. It's okay.
That's neat. Okay. Storm, Frontline Nation for the PC. Another generic-looking turn-based military strategy game, you know, the type. So, Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition for PS3 and 360. So they want you.
It's also going
to
be DLC for Super Street Fighter 4.
Okay, I was about to say. So, what's different?
Four new characters, a couple changes to the online play modes.
Now, the four new characters are those two people from Street Fighter 3, right?
Yeah, and then, like, evil Ryu and a more evil Akuma.
The more evil versions of those guys. Okay. Well, why not? UFC Personal Trainer, the ultimate fitness system for PS3 and 360. So that's interesting.
Connect compatible.
Right. Sniper Ghost War for the PS3. Looks dumb. Body Count for... No, this is Quarter 2. I don't trust it released anymore. Never mind.
Yeah.
Dynasty...
Body Count is not out, everybody. We're sorry.
All those Body Count fans out there, I apologize for getting your hopes up. Dynasty Warriors Gundam 3 for 360 and PS3. Man.
Oh, God.
People buying this stuff still, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Da-da-da.
New Backbreaker for XBLA is coming out. That's exciting, I guess.
Yeah, sure, why not? That looks like it's about it.
Okay.
I feel like we recorded longer than this time is showing me we did. But
it feels about right.
Uh-huh. Never mind, you have an amazing internal clock. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com and on twitter.com/explodingbarrel. And go to facebook.com/explodingbarrel to respond to our community question this week, which, again, is what classic game would you like to see ported to the 3DS? I guess you can find us on the iTunes Marketplace and the Zune Music Store. Got that mixed up. Zune Marketplace, iTunes Music Store. There we go. All right, everybody.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. See you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.